Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Bryn, I'm going to need you. There's a button that needs to get pushed. This part of the show is brought to you by UCSF Health.
All right.
All right. Menu. Everything's on the menu. M-E-N-U. Menu is the
sour. You're a really nice lady.
Thank you. It's not really true. I just use it for an example. Text MENU to 72881 by the end of the hour for your chance at $1,000. That number again, 72881. MENU is this hour's code word. Message and data rates.
Why couldn't you just leave it?
I just didn't want you to get the wrong idea. Well, MENU's the same as it's always been, Vin. It's very limited. Very limited.
Just nothing wrong.
No specials.
Leaving that out
there.
Same
old stuff.
Just float that and leave it.
MENU.
No one's ever going to find out but John. Poor John.
Mm. Poor John, nothing, please.
Yeah, but could I?
He lerves me.
Do you mind if?
No.
Hey, Chance.
Honey, you've seen the menu, please.
Is it the happy hour menu?
Yeah.
How did you know?
I hate that menu.
It's a good one. It's a quick menu.
I hate that. Not even nothing on the back either.
We talked a little bit about the Stormy Daniels 60 Minutes interview last night. I guess she basically said she walked into his hotel room, into Donald Trump's hotel room, and he had a magazine with himself on the cover. And she goes, does this usually work? And then she said he should be spanked with it. She's standing up for herself. She talks about breaking the non-disclosure. Then there was a piece where somebody, here it is. She was threatened not to talk about the alleged affair by a man she didn't know in Las Vegas in 2011. She said, I was in a parking lot going to a fitness class with my infant daughter. A guy walked up on me and said to me, leave Trump alone. Forget the story. And then he leaned around and looked at my daughter and said, that's a beautiful little girl. It'd be a shame if something happened to her mom. And then he was gone.
Hmm.
Which just, I hate to say it, but that sounds like a total lie. Like, that is just a script from a bad movie.
925 has texted in because we talked about this earlier, yeah. And I said I watched the whole thing, the interview, and I found it to be fairly vanilla.
Mm.
As you think about the president of the United States and a porn star,
right,
and the possibilities that could come out of that. And the story is actually very tame. I mean, a woman was cheated on. It's not good for marriage.
No.
As that goes. But 925 writes, so you didn't find the reveal of physical threats noteworthy in the Stormy interview. I would say that that's big if she hadn't lied out of both sides of her mouth to everybody involved. She signed multiple times that the affair never even happened.
Right.
And then she says, well, I was worried about, okay, but see, that's why it's hard to understand. Here you are. You've lied a bunch of times.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Sarah, you just said it.
What?
You don't buy that at all.
That sounds so made up. I'm sorry. Maybe it isn't made up, but
you don't buy the parking lot thing?
I don't even doubt that she was approached in a parking lot, but the quote where he takes a look at her daughter to be sure be a shame if something happened to her mom. Like, really? Because that just sounds like the most cliche thing that the guy could have possibly said.
Someone else also wrote in, and I didn't notice this, and I usually look for stuff like this. They said that her eyes were so dilated that it looked like she was on something. Now, I don't know anything about it. I didn't see it.
Huh.
But that's what one of our texters is saying.
Yeah, well, you'd think with the studio lights on her, she'd have little pinhole irises. To even be able to notice her irises is saying something, I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
I didn't notice that.
I read the whole transcript. Skimmed it. It's a lot of talk with other lawyers and stuff. And for the person who wrote in about, you know, misappropriation of campaign funds, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, none of this is ever going to stick to him. The Teflon Don thing is a real thing. Like, there are so many things that no other president ever could have ever gotten away with, and yet somehow this dude just skates on everything. And he's gonna, I mean,
politicians get away with a lot.
They do
often.
He is uncanny with it. All right, totally different subject. Paris Hilton.
We just heard recently that she got engaged to Chris Zilka.
Who?
Chris Zilka. I don't know. He's got to be rich. Do we know what his deal is? Because
he's an actor. He's an actor.
But like small time, right?
So he must have some family money because he bought her a $2 million engagement ring.
Well,
or she bought her a $2 million engagement ring.
Come on.
So she was partying at a Miami club. You know, she's a DJ now, so I don't know if she was there in any official capacity or if she really was just partying and dancing.
Oh, he's an actor on The Leftovers?
None of us watched that.
Did that end? I think it might have ended.
Well, the latest season ended.
It says that he's got a net worth of $4
million. Oh, so he didn't spend $2 million on his engagement ring. Anyway, she's rocking out, hands in the air like she just don't care. And I guess they haven't gotten around to getting the ring size because it flew off her hand.
No.
And just flew away. Like she winging her hands around and the thing goes flying. So she flips out, according to the story. Place is dark. She starts screaming and yelling. And, you know, the attention has gotten. There's Paris flipping out. They stop everything. And there's apparently video of people crawling around on the floor looking for this ring, which was found a couple VIP tables down in the ice bucket.
The ice was in the
That's
ice bucket.
That's crazy.
I know. It's so funny. But it's just hilarious to think that she's whipping her hands around and let
and
that
falls.
Thing fly.
Yeah.
I thought the deal when you had like a really expensive engagement ring was that you got like a faux version of it made and you just put the real one on lockdown.
Yeah, but
somewhere.
If you're sick with money, why would you bother with a faux version when you don't have to worry about
I guess
anything,
if you have it insured,
ever,
well,
at
someone
all.
Could come and cut your finger off. I mean, I'd be worried
or
about that.
Remember Kim Kardashian.
Right, getting all her crap stolen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe they walk around with security details and they don't worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be worried.
I would too. I
rock.
Think most people would be worried, but, you know.
Anyway, this was a giant place too. They're saying it was an industrial former soda factory, 50,000 square feet with a 7,000 person capacity.
Wow. In Vegas?
No, this is in Miami.
Oh.
I could totally see her being or thinking, what's the point of being filthy rich if I walk around wearing cubic zirconia?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Blue.
Like, why? I'm filthy rich. Mm-hmm. We're the Hiltons. Why would I wear a giant cubic zirconia? Give me a smaller real diamond then. Mm. Or something, right?
It's a 20-carat center stone set
Jesus.
In a platinum split shank halo band, which boasts another 2 carats of smaller diamonds. And they say it's about $2 million. Zilka, this dude apparently requested the design. She told him she loved her mother Kathy's pear-shaped diamond. It does look, here's a picture of it.
That's the ring.
It looks kind of heart-shaped. You can barely see it.
I don't like that. And I would think that she'd have trouble, well, what does she do a day, right?
Right, petting her dog. So she scratches her dog with her big ring once in a while. Terrible news. I mean, there's so much bad news in this entire story. First of all, Danny Amendola, who's just great, is
What do you mean?
He's now a Dolphin.
What happened?
He got traded to Miami, I guess. They say he signed with Miami. Yuck. I hate Miami. Anyway, Danny Amendola is so good looking, just so cute. He's like that all-American boy.
You like him?
Oh, I love him.
You love him?
I do.
He gets a different menu, is that what you're saying?
No, he doesn't get any menu. I'm a married woman.
Okay.
My husband's the only one with a menu, Vinny.
Uh-huh.
I don't think he's on my short list anyway, but he's super cute. I just like him. And I'm super bummed that he's not a Pat anymore. Anyway, he was with that Olivia Culpo chick. She was like a... Was she like a Miss America or something? She was some kind of beauty queen. I'm sure it'll say here somewhere in the story. Anyway, the Miss Universe pageant winner.
Oh, nice.
There we go. So she's Miss Universe.
Good for him. How's that going for them?
They just broke up.
Oh.
After 2 years of dating.
Who broke up with whom?
Amendola wasn't happy with Culpo's nude photos in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
That cannot be true.
I agree. I totally agree. It's so dumb. And his relocation didn't help things. He got signed to the Dolphins, and she wasn't going to move there.
Well, there's that.
Yeah. They were vacationing in the Bahamas in March, just this month. Sparked speculation earlier this week that they'd gone their separate ways.
when he unfollowed her and deleted all their pics together. That's a pretty good indication that they're done.
Well, I'm sure, you know, there's that conversation where he says, how am I going to have sex with a hot chick every day if you're not in Miami with me?
Here's a shot of them at the division playoff game.
Yeah, she's hot.
Yeah. She's jumped. They're on the field celebrating the win as they're about to go to the Super Bowl. And she's, you know, that pose where the lady has jumped up and put her legs around your midsection.
Mm-hmm.
They just look like they, what could ever break them up, Vinny? But somehow it happened.
Space. Anyway, that's why people break up. Space.
Olivia Culpo and Danny Amendola.
She might hate the Dolphins too.
Yeah.
Sarah.
I'm not going to go root for them.
I heard the Dolphins are coming for you guys this year.
Everyone's always coming for us.
That's
every
what I
year.
Heard.
That's
I
what
just
happens
heard the
when
Dolphins
all you do
said,
is win.
We're coming
win,
for
win,
you,
win.
New England.
It's time to play
she
a game.
Us.
Oh, wait a minute. I do need money.
$5 on the line.
All
right. Are you broke?
Well, yeah, I never have any cash. Absolutely.
You got to get 4 out of 6 of these to get it.
Get him.
It's totally doable, all right?
4 out of 6. What are they, though?
Is this celebrity over 70?
Oh.
70 or over? Number one. Steven Tyler of Aerosmith. Yes or no? Is he over 70?
Here we go. This is a good game.
No.
I'm sorry. He turned 70 today.
That's a bogus question.
Judges
really,
approve
why?
That.
The judges just gave me the okay.
Here we go.
Man.
Pat Sajak from Wheel of Fortune.
That's tough.
Over or under 70 years old?
Over.
He is over 70 years old. He turned 71 back in October. Martin Short, over or under 70?
Tough.
God, I love him so much, too.
Drawing him out.
I'm going to say he's under 70.
That is correct, Vincent.
Who are you rooting for here, the house or me?
He's the house, just, obviously.
This is just the reaction of the audience.
Is it?
Martin Short is, it's his birthday
Drown
today,
me
too.
Out.
Oh,
turn
it,
him
how
off.
Is he?
He's 68. This one's easy. Billy Crystal.
Why is this so easy? I'm going to say over 70.
He is over 70. Yeah.
No clues from the judges.
Dustin Hoffman.
Oh, he's over 70.
He's 80. He'll be 81.
Is
in,
he really?
Yeah, in August. Can you believe, I know. I was blown away, too. And finally.
I already won.
You did win, but I have one more. Prince Charles.
Oh. I'm going to say under 70.
That is correct, Vinny. 5 out of 6. He's 69. He won't be 70 until November. $5 for you.
You ever wonder how I got through high school? I'm a good guesser.
All right, what's coming up in the news?
No idea.
All right. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. The rain is over. It's 8:36 Monday morning. And this part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. Right now, call number 9, 800-400-3697. We'll instantly win $100 Whole Foods Market gift card. Let's get something to eat.
What's going on? The gout acting up?
No, I just slammed my finger in the door.
Oh, poor thing.
Let Whole Foods Market do the cooking for you this Easter. Whether it's brunch or dinner, Whole Foods Market has you covered. You can find the entire Easter menu at wholefoodsmarket.com. There's a whole list of delicious-sounding hammy-type things.
Hammy-type things?
And like Passover dinners and stuff like that. So everything is at wholefoodsmarket.com. $100 gift card right now for caller number 9, 800-400-3697.
Ooh, quiches, I see, is on the list.
I love quiche so much.
Yeah.
Mm. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the afternoon here on Alice. She's a great radio show host. She picks the music around here, and she's just an all-around excellent lady. Enjoy her this afternoon. Here's what's happening. We'll begin with this quick news story. Where were you this weekend?
Home.
All right.
Why?
Likely story.
Oh, did someone get thrown off a cliff?
Someone did get thrown off a cliff.
Yeah. It happens.
A hiker who fell about 500 feet down a Southern California mountain was rescued by a helicopter crew. And
uh-oh, they didn't die?
Hospitalized. No, they did not.
Uh-oh. You got to kill them, you guys. You can't just throw someone off a cliff and, I mean, then you're in trouble.
Maybe 1,000 feet.
Yeah, you got to find a really, and like jagged rocks and stuff.
The San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department says the 29-year-old woman slipped on ice Sunday while hiking in the San Bernardino Peak Divide Trail.
Mm.
She struck several boulders before coming to a stop at the base of a tree.
Oh, that poor woman.
Oh, looks like they used a helicopter to pull her out of there.
Oh, that poor thing.
You were at home, huh?
I was. I was home the whole weekend. There's photographic evidence of
that. I did, in fact, see your post, which now seems fishy. Since you knew you didn't have the part you needed, why were you working so hard back there?
I didn't know until I unpacked everything. You could see me unpacking it in the video.
I know.
Yeah. That's when I found out.
Perfectly placed.
Yes.
The final four is set. Villanova, Kansas, Michigan, and upstart Loyola, Chicago. This is the story everyone's following. This 11th seed.
Stuff.
Yeah, the March Madness stuff.
Go Blue. So.
Which one's Blue? Who do you want to win?
Michigan. I want Michigan. The Wolverines. Because I like Jim Harbaugh.
And you love Chris Kelly.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
Slurp. Slurp.
Well, he went to Yale and Georgetown.
Dang.
So he didn't go to...
Well...
It's prom season, everyone. You
Yay!
Ready?
Oh, my God. I'm totally ready. I have my dress all picked out.
Sure.
Corsage. Booked a limo. I'm
this
ready.
Story
to
makes
hotel
the
room.
News.
Yeah, I got it all ready.
A Fayette County high school senior asked her father to be her prom date.
Aww. Is he sick or something?
No.
Oh.
But
ugly?
School administrators said...
she ugly?
She's not ugly, actually. She's not. School administrator said, no.
Why not?
Her
Couldn't
dad
he be there as a chaperone?
Says he just bought a new prom dress for his daughter.
Oh.
And it looks like she's not going to get to wear it. She's pretty upset. He says, it's my job to dress it up and make it look good.
Dress it up? The girl?
I've been trying to do that on one hand and fighting on the other hand. Anyway, the daughter, the 17-year-old senior... wanted to bring her dad. He said he was very honored that she asked him to be her prom date. She explained it to me. Told me that I'm the best man that she knows.
That's very sweet.
Is it?
Yeah.
So is she going to ask him to marry her next? Or?
I don't know. I mean, I hate that I got that vibe from it so far.
Ugh.
The school's principal and district superintendent found out and said, no. No. Prom dates may be no younger than 9th grade and no older than 20.
Oh.
Of course, the dad said, you know, all over the country, kids are asking celebrities and athletes to take them to prom, and that's okay. But my daughter can't take her dad to prom. So they are caught in it.
Well, look, I mean, it's creepy. Like, maybe it isn't creepy. Maybe it's just, you know, she just loves spending time with her dad and also wants to go to prom. But I'm sorry, there's something creepy about that. I can see why they don't. But why doesn't she just say, "Dad, come as a chaperone"?
She's a cute lady, though. Or sorry, not a lady. Cute
or
girl.
Too bad they don't have the father-daughter.
Yeah, don't father-daughter dance. She's
wrong?
Actually beautiful.
Yeah.
She loves her dad. He looks like he loves her a little too much.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think I'm looking for that, but you know.
There's a hard situation there. As a dad, I would think I would say, you know, that's nice of you, but what I want you to experience is real life.
Yeah, like, he doesn't want that for her. She's his little princess, and he wants her to be innocent and
I don't want you
his
to
forever.
Do coke and have sex all night in some random hotel
well,
room.
Damn it, Dad, you're always ruining all my fun.
But, you know, go to prom with someone your own age and dance and play and have fun.
You're my girl. I'm taking you to prom. Come on, honey, let's go. We'll have our own prom.
Just as long as the fun ends with a kiss at the end of the night.
No, you'll be getting that. Don't worry.
So Red Lobster is about to start doing lobster and waffles. They want to get in on that chicken and waffles biz.
Okay.
Gross.
You into it?
No.
Well, hold on. Sarah is
I'm not.
The lobster.
Waffles to me are a totally separate thing than lobster. Also, I mean, are they a client? Because
I always see their ads and I think, oh man, that looks delicious. And then the one time I went to a Red Lobster, I was so disappointed. It just didn't look like it looks on TV.
Last
Not at
time
all.
I went to a Red Lobster was delicious.
Oh, really?
I was in Visalia.
Me too.
Oh, really?
Was? Where'd right. you go?
To the one in San Bruno.
And I didn't feel that after,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, recently. I went like a few months ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was delicious. It was great.
What do I know? Listen.
Doesn't sound like you know much.
I don't know much. Don't know
I know.
Much
I know. This is,
I love you.
I've never eaten there.
Don't know.
But
much.
The missus worked there.
Oh, that's right.
And has a group of friends that are her Red Lobster friends. And so I hear about it all the time. And I also hear when a song comes on, she'll be like, oh, this is from the Red Lobster.
Oh. She had a whole
this is
crew.
Because like, they have yeah. Where they...
A little, right, those soundtracks
yeah.
that they...
They go now. Oh, is that the lobster?
Look how delicious it looks. It looks incredible. Wow.
Boy, that is some deep fried lobster.
It's deep fried lobster. The waffles are made with their famous Cheddar Bay biscuit mix.
Yeah. And they're pouring syrup all over it.
And you put syrup on it.
I don't, well, listen, I'll eat it if you put it in front of me, but I'm not going to. I'm not going to go
surprising.
Get that.
That's surprising.
You don't want to try that.
Surprise. No, I don't. I want my lobster separate. I'm going to Maine for a week in June. For a family reunion, and I am going to be eating
Shame.
Some lobster.
I feel like we should start with the main phone book, just telling people this. You know what this lady says about you, right?
Oh God, they all know.
Do they all
it's
know?
It's no secret. Yeah, it's no secret. Ugly people in Maine. Right. I mean, look, you know, in general, they're just people, but just on the whole,
general,
just kind
just
of uglier than most of the
ugly.
People.
A mother is in jail after crashing her car into a telephone pole to prove to her kids that God would protect them.
Oh, man.
You've got to be kidding me.
Bahari Shaquille Warren, 25, faces two counts of child cruelty in the car crash. Authorities say the mother was traveling northbound on Peachtree Industrial Boulevard when she crossed into the southbound lanes and drove head-on into a pole. Her children are ages 5 and 7. They were in the back seat.
I assume they lived. God save them.
One of Warren's daughters told police, I think mom did it on purpose. Her eyes were closed and she was saying, blah, 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 I love God, the girl said.
It was a Jesus take the wheel moment.
Jesus take the wheel.
So the mom lived too? Everybody lived?
Looks
She's lucky
like
she
it.
Didn't kill anybody else. That lady gets her kids taken away and thrown in jail, right? Yeah, this is a person yeah. who is incapable of making good decisions.
Police said Warren told her children
Probably
to buckle up
dad.
Their seatbelts before she rammed into a pole. Warren later admitted to cops that she intentionally crashed the car to prove to her children that God is real. The children are now with grandparents, and she's still in jail.
Oh, don't worry. God will bail her out any minute. I'm sure she'll be fine.
You think so?
Yo, sure. I mean, you put that kind of faith in Jesus, he comes and rescues you, Vinny. Everybody knows that.
Looks like over the weekend, there was some baseball games being played. The A's played the Giants, and the A's pulled a dirty trick.
Oh.
The Giant fans aren't happy about it.
What did they do?
Apparently, they charged, if you were all geared up in your Giants gear, they charged you $20 more for parking.
I saw that, yeah.
Oh.
And so it was $50 for parking if you were a Giants fan.
I see. Wow.
And the way to get that knocked back down to the normal price was to yell, go A's.
Oh. So there was a trick to it you had to know about.
You had to be, well, no, I'm sure they told you, but you had to humiliate yourself as a Giants fan right there before everyone in order to get into the
But if I was all geared up in my A's stuff.
Come on through.
Come on through, $30.
Right. Is that wrong?
Yeah. I mean, isn't it?
Well,
it doesn't seem right. Who's getting that extra $20?
Seems
Do you
like
think
it's
there'd
all
be like a parking
fun. Well, I mean, really,
kind?
If you're a Giants fan, are you really going to hold to that? Or if you can waste...
$20 is $20, man.
Right. So you say go A's.
Yeah.
And then you get on with it.
I'm with
so
you.
I wonder if they're going to do that here when they play.
Well, they might now. They might.
At
they're
AT&T.
Probably saying, man.
Don't worry. There's no parking around AT&T Park.
I wish we'd have thought of it
$75 easy there.
Right. They actually charge you more if you're geared up.
Man, I went there just the other day to get some gear. It was one of the rainy days. And they've turned one of the left turns into a non-left turn now.
Mm-hmm.
Which one? The King Street one? Or
well,
what
no.
is it?
You can go left, but it's right after you turn left and you go over that footbridge.
The lefty old dual bridge.
Then you go, you can't go left down that way anymore. Mm. You got to go all, you turn, it's a whole thing now. Whatever. Because they put those seats outside the stadium. Have you seen those?
No.
They're outside the stadium on that corner. There's a whole party going on during the season there.
Oh.
Outside?
Outside on the other side of the water, there are seats out there.
Oh.
And a bar and all kinds of action going on.
And then overflow, and then it's sort of looking at McCovey. And
yeah, you're looking at McCovey and looking into the stadium, and you can kind of see the big screen from that spot. But it's a whole different party. I don't know how. I haven't sat out there, but you walk past it as everyone's raging and
I just had
our intern print out the Giants schedule, so we know, Vincent.
Oh, good.
Yeah, leaving the station can be a problem on Giants
during day games. Yeah,
you know, city life. It's a thing.
It is.
You do have to know what's going on around you. Mm-hmm. Or you make that turn and go, oh, God!
I know.
Why do I see brake lights for 3 miles?
Yep.
Boy, I picked the wrong day to stop for gear.
Yeah.
So what'd you buy?
Just a ball cap. Just ready for the season, you know? I love it.
Gear up.
Sure. So we all know smartphones. How about a dumb phone? Would you consider switching to a phone that has no apps and only makes calls and send texts?
Well, getting in exchange?
You were thinking about that?
But I can't because we do so much social media at the station. But I was thinking about it.
Just like a flip phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, am I getting something in exchange other than my life back?
Yeah, you get your life back. That's
no,
exactly
I wouldn't consider
the point.
That. I don't want my life back. I like my life.
You can
GPS
call your mom.
Listen to my music.
You can text a little.
Get on Instagram.
The
see
end.
What's happening.
That's all it does.
I don't want to talk to anybody. I just want to look at the pretty colors on my phone.
All right.
Scroll through, see what I got, you know.
Yeah. No dumb phone
look at
for
my
you.
My pictures. What about you? You going for a dumb phone?
I can't. I actually need. I like the maps thing.
Mm hmm. You get your surf reports on there?
I do. I mean, I can get those elsewhere, but the maps is the thing. You got to have it. I don't know how many times, all the time.
Like
I'm
my calculator, my guitar boom. Tuner's on there.
Oh,
like
my guitar tuner's
on there. Everything I need.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
I'm not giving that up.
Like to find stuff or to find places or to check for traffic?
To find both all the time.
Oh, yeah,
or if I find myself in traffic, I can check real quick and be like, wow, that's red for a long ways. Mm-hmm. I'm turning left on Idlewild.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And then what happens?
And then I take a different road through the mountains and pop out on the other side of the traffic and go, boom!
Winning!
Bam! Dumb.
Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. So yeah, no dumb phone for me.
Yeah, no way, man.
Yeah.
415 says, some texter says Stormy's eyes look dilated like she was on drugs, so it starts the discrediting the accuser based on unfounded speculation. I seriously doubt she drugged herself right before an important interview. Ridiculous. And then, get ready for it. Yes, super dilated. My husband and I were talking about it. And the big bags under her eyes, no, not her boobs, Vin.
Yeah, well, look, she's a little beat looking anyway.
I texted my friend last night about how dilated Stormy's eyes were. It was crazy. I noticed the dilated eyes right away, too, says 408. So there were, but I didn't notice, and that's kind of...
Was she slurry?
No.
Yeah,
and actually,
she seemed very concise.
That's one of the things. I always flash back to Anna Nicole Smith and the video that they would actually take and air of her so doped up on pills.
She was propped up in her life.
The right thing to do in that scenario is rush her to the ER, pump her stomach, and then take her to rehab.
Amen.
And instead, they just let her be a show. It was so sad. Yeesh.
It was sad. Listen, that's actually, she's pretty talking, you know, you can understand sort of where she's going. That show, it was like watching a slow train.
Oh, and they were doing close-ups on her.
Oh, it was horrible.
By the way,
I watched it religiously.
If you want to see probably the worst Instagram kind of debate ever, go look at Stormy Daniels' Instagram posts.
I don't want to.
But you will.
I might.
Regarding the Paris Hilton ring, did she at least give someone a reward for finding that sizable ring?
Oh, it doesn't say anything about that in the story. Their reward was they got to interact with her.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Okay.
They're the better for it.
I'm sure that person went, I should have ran. I knew I should have ran.
Should've
Why
ran
didn't I just
it,
pocket
right?
that and
oh
run?
Oh, my God.
What's wrong with me? Trust your gut.
Maybe they were starting to search everyone as they left the building.
Hey, I think Maroon 5 put Stormy Daniels in their new music video.
What? Oh, did they?
She's posted the video on her Instagram, and she's in it.
You're on her Instagram?
Yeah. Mm. I'm just looking at it right now. I don't follow her or anything like that.
You should follow her. Why not? How many people do you follow, Hooman?
1,116.
Oh, that's you. Wow. Quite the busy feed. I can barely see everyone's pictures, and I follow 80 people.
You know who posts?
I just
more power to her. I'm a fan. I like her. She's a very nice lady. Our old traffic girl must post 15 times a day.
I agree. I know all about her life.
Like at least 15 times a day, right?
Tons of pictures.
I don't know. I didn't look. I can't imagine bothering with that, but I bet you she's got 10,000 posts.
I'm going to look right now. I'm looking.
It has to be.
I don't follow her.
Oh, you don't?
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh.
All right. That's going
to... I felt like I didn't want to jump off because, you know, didn't want her to think I didn't follow her just because she wasn't on the show anymore.
Oh.
Here we go. Hold on. She has 3,100 posts total. Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
I just put up a post, everyone, if you want to check it out. Hooman TV.
Hooman.
I am shocked.
I looked at your post.
Was...
I liked it and commented on
I
it.
I did, too.
Me, too.
Thank 10 you, times
Sarah,
that.
Sarah.
She's only been on
Brandon
for so many
Bryce.
Years.
All right. Vaughn, I'll read the rest of our texts after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.